It's January 22nd, 2019, and this is our sixth and final call in this Practical Applications Getting Results with Your Words course. And of course, I'm Michelle, and it's so great to see you all here. As always, we'll begin in Shavasana. So this part, camera on, camera off, whatever works best for you. Find a quiet place. If you have a spot to lie down, then lie down in Shavasana if that's not possible. You make a different choice today, you can be seated in meditation. If you're driving, please pull over. Make sure there's space around you. The practice is a metaphor. Are you giving yourself space in your business and in your life? No walls that you're bumping into, chairs, furniture, books, nothing that you're bumping into. Only the things that you need in order to do what you're doing. It's a metaphor, just the very same with our business. What things do you need? Let the rest fall away. Have a blanket, a folded blanket or a pillow to support the head. And you'll lie on your back. Make sure the head and neck are fully supported and the props touch the head or the pillow or blanket. It just touches the shoulders. Okay? If you've got an inch space there between the blanket and the shoulders, Shavasana won't go as deep. So have it be touching the shoulders and extend out through the back of the neck so that the chin is lower than the forehead. Bend the knees for a moment. Bring the flesh of the buttocks toward the heels. Make space through the low back. Then extend one leg out and then the other. Let the legs be a comfortable distance apart. Let the baby toes fall to the earth. The rest of the toes follow. Arms, legs, releasing. Before we release the arms, let's bend the arms. Fingertips point to the ceiling. Dig the elbows in, lift and open the heart center. And then release the arms to the floor. Low V, palms up position. Notice, we want to learn here to pay attention to the small things, just as in our business. Has that head support now come away from the shoulders? You might need to adjust it. Can you keep that heart center open even as you're adjusting the head support and release the arms down once again? Allow the eyes to close softly. And just let go. Let everything go. Let all the cells in your body release to the earth. Muscles, bones, tissue, everything releasing. Ease. Relax the shoulders. Soften the face, the neck and throat. Relax the skin of the scalp. Let the tongue rest gently in the bottom of the mouth. Make space in the cavity of the mouth and notice how the belly releases. Notice how cavity of the mouth, belly are connected. The whole body is connected. Spaciousness in the mouth, releasing in the abdomen. Let all the muscles of the abdomen release, the skin of the abdomen soft. Spaciousness in the mouth, tongue relaxed, teeth slightly parted, lips touching, not touching. Feel the quiet ease of this moment, the quiet ease of this breath, here and now. What's your breath like today? Be curious. Pay attention. With the curiosity of a child, what's this breath like? Is it high in the chest or low in the belly? Is there ease in the breath or tension? Are you breathing more into one side than the other? Just can you notice without judgment, without needing to change anything? Just see what is. When thoughts arise, as thoughts will, it's nature of thought. The moment that you notice the thought arising, let it go as unimportant right now. Focused, one-pointed attention, returning to the breath. Allow there to be just a tiny hint of a smile at the corners of the mouth. Just see what changes when that happens. And watch the breath. Let each breath take you deeper and deeper into silence. And knowing that soon you'll be coming out of Shavasana. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Start to move in any way that feels good to you right here, right now. Can you tap in and see what your body wants? Wiggling fingers, toes, bending the knees, whatever feels right, whatever feels good. And then bend the knees. Roll onto the right side, support your head with your upper arm, and wait. Softly open your eyes. And keeping the gaze toward the floor, slowly press yourself up to sitting and return to our virtual circle, keeping that same quiet energy that you found in Shavasana. Bring it with you here and into your day. And then cameras on when you return. Thank you, Karen. You're first. Great to see you here. And as always, just the reminder, it's a great thing to have cameras on because it means that we have one-pointed attention here, like we had in Shavasana, like we will when we're in the strategy session or we will when we're on stage. These are practices, so this is a great place to practice. And our last chance here to practice together in this form of practical applications. All right, let's hear from... Welcome, everybody. So great to see you here. Let's hear from one or two of you. What did you love here? What stayed with you this time? What did you notice? Every time the practice is different when we're paying attention. What did you love this time? Karen, thank you. I was going to call on you, you know.
I knew I was going to go because I always notice something different every time. Mm-hmm. And I know I've heard you say it before, to release the tongue from the top of the mouth, but it took a lot of effort, and then I became fixated on it.
I love that, Karen.
but when I could release it from the top of my mouth, which is obviously where it stays all the time, I automatically was able to breathe into my belly so much deeper with no effort, which is interesting. So I knew that my tongue was back on top of my mouth when there was effort breathing again.
These things are seemingly intangible or impalpable, or people can't notice them, and they do. And we do. Walk into networking, that's a whole different person walking in with the tongue glued to the mouth, the roof of the mouth. Giving a talk, whole different person in the midst of a strategy session. So you're presenting your offer, tongue glued to the mouth. I don't know how to make that fly because there's tension there, not the, of the right kind. There can be a tension of like a bubbling up inside. That's okay. But releasing. And so I'm so glad you mentioned this, the tongue to the roof of the mouth. The very first yoga, 3-day yoga intensive that I took with one of the most senior teachers in North America, I was really scared. I heard she was really tough, and Iyengar teachers can be tough. And we did amazing things, very intensive postures for 10 hours. The one thing that I brought home from those 10 intensive hours over 3 days to stop gluing my tongue to the roof of my mouth. It was many years ago. It was a revelation. I didn't know that was happening. I was in a private session with a client in my year-long mastermind. And she said, "You mean your tongue isn't glued to the roof of your mouth?" She hadn't noticed that it had been like that for decades. And then she was so tired, leaking energy, didn't have the stamina to do the things you need to do. That one shift changed everything. She sent me notes about it for ages. I'm like, wow, I can't believe it. I'm noticing it here. And I'm like, right? So many details that add up to a completely different life, a completely different company, completely different words. Thank you, Karen. Beautiful. Let's hear one more. What did you notice? Thank you. What did you notice this morning or this evening or wherever you are? What'd you love here? Aaron, you look like you're reaching, so I'm going to take that as a reach, and it's you.
I love that it was a nice pause between a very busy start to the morning, an early start as it usually is on Tuesdays for me, and a nice reset for entering the next phase of the day.
Love it. It's a reset, quiet space. You can do this anytime. I've done this in airports. Not when my daughter's flying with me. She says, "Mom, I won't sit with you." And then she laughs. Okay, let's chat. I want to be with you anyway, right? Know which genre you're in. Know which situation you're in. I want to be with my daughter when I'm flying with her. But airports, folk festivals, networking events. Quiet space in the day. Beautiful. All right. I want to go to, let me see. I'd like to hear a win from somebody who has a win to share. Brief one. There's lots I want to share with you, but a win. Grace.
So I secured coaching from UCL Executive Coaching. I'm one of their coaches, and they sort of had this whole change. So it's been a while since I worked for them, but they called me last week. Can I take 6 or 7 new clients? I said yes, and I got the win. I did that. And then I had this executive coach I've been working with keeps postponing, but we're finally coming to the end, so I can now bill for the last session, you know, the last try, you know, the final third. That's a win. And then I conversed with somebody today. I've known her for a couple of years, but she is cutting back on what she does, and she's now going to come in next week. I'm hiring her to work as a virtual assistant for me, just for a couple hours next week to see how it goes. And then I think I have somebody that can actually begin posting my social media, getting my constant contact up and going. So those are my wins.
Not bad for today, right? Grace, freaking awesome. All the things that we do here, and for those of you who are in the year long, they're all connected, and they, you know, it's so great to celebrate the wins, because, you know, when we acknowledge the universe, that the universe sent us all this stuff, the universe just wants to send us more. It wants to send us more, right? And I want to turn to thank you, Grace. I want to turn to one of you and just see, let me see, Mary Kay, if you have anything you want to share, I'm just going to leave it to you. How about that?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot. I guess the one that's on my mind most right now is that I had my first coaching call yesterday, and it went really, really well, and I scheduled another one, and it filled my heart just to do that.
So beautiful. Mary Kay, I love it. Yes. When we're giving our gifts on this planet, when we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we're serving others, I can't think of anything better to do. You know, to be on purpose in our lives and everything else, the joy in our lives, it flows out of that. And it comes from, in practical applications, we know it comes from the words to say it. If we don't have the words to say it, we don't have a business. If we don't have offers, we don't have a business. If we're not connecting with people in all those ways, there's multiple other ways too, but I've talked about networking, we've talked about speaking, we've talked about strategy sessions. We're going to move to more of an online arena today. There's many, many things I want to share with you in this last bonus call, and still a lot of training that I want to give you today. So, but how wonderful when we're actually on purpose on this planet, doing the things we're meant to do is a beautiful thing. All right. Anything bursting to be said without which we can't go forward? Yeah, Sherry.
So I'm sitting here listening and I'm thinking, oh, I don't have anything. And then it's like, stop. And I start to think just on the things that happened yesterday. You know, I did a webinar and...
All right, you know, forgot about that.
Oh, not a big deal. I cleaned...
Oh, is that all?
Yeah. And then I had in my meditation yesterday, I sat and wrote a number of poems and kind of put it together and published it. And it's like,
but nothing really is happening.
nothing really. And then I cleaned, rearranged my office, and I let go of about 9 feet of books to make put this painting that I've had sitting along the wall behind me, and it's just got this energy, and it's like, oh, silly, there is a lot going on. And it's like, oh, okay.
Being in service, in a webinar, creating space, tapping into creative side, letting go of things unneeded, making space for what I'm doing. Love it. And I'm so glad you said that, because so often we forget the gifts of where we've been, and then why would the universe send us more, right? So thank you very much. So beautiful. All right. Anything I knew is someone's like, wow, I want to get over here, and I got to let it go because there's another thing right there, another beautiful. Thank you, Sherry. And then Shelley, go.
I just wanted to share some of my big wins, because I haven't been up here. I've been kind of missing in action for a bit. I've been busy applying everything I've learned over the last 4 years with Michelle. The one pointed, I developed my entire new website. It's launched. And I wrote all the copy.
Yes. Right? When we first started, you were going to go hire a copywriter, but it's like, didn't know what you wanted to say, didn't know, and now you can just write it yourself. Fantastic, Shelley.
Well, and the words just came for each of them. They were little, and less is more. So everything I've learned, I think I have done an awesome job at getting that first draft, or maybe the second or third now, of the whole website. It's called theartofachild.com. And so that's a huge win. My biggest challenge is learning how to take more time for me. So, I just wanted to share, which I already have done, but I didn't actually say what the real win was on that share with the eclipse.
Some of you haven't seen that. Shelley's an amazing photographer, and she shared it with our mastermind, and you can go find it on your webpage, probably, I guess, Shelley, right? Is beautiful photos of the eclipse on Sunday, right? Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't usually take time just for me or to photograph something just for fun. And so I was sitting on the side deck freezing my butt off. I had a rice bag that I kept warm with. And then I spent the better part of yesterday, I think it was yesterday when I finally got it posted, putting those images together into something that like it just kind of came together, and I see them as banners printed, hanging in beautiful yoga spaces or something.
beauty, creativity, taking a moment just for myself, noticing what's beautiful. And then, oh, right, it has this fabulous business application, but not even starting there. Starting with my own creative soul and what is it that I have to give to the world. And then it falls up from there. How beautiful is that, Shelley? Thank you.
So it was a lot of fun. And I just wanted to say hi to everybody. It's great to see all the new faces.
Thank you. All right. I'm going to move on to, I've got a couple of announcements. Again, this is the last call in this series. We do have a call this Thursday, and I saw right after the call last week that I think most of you had already registered for it. If you haven't yet, there should be emails in your inbox about it. It's called Transmuting Inner Dirt to Inner Gold. We did about 5 minutes on it last call. We're doing a deep dive next time, and it's about one of the end results is how do you find what are your core values? What really matters to you? What company should you even be building, right? So that you build the company that you want to build. And from that, when you know who you are and what you truly have to give from that deepest level, you have the words to say it as well. So that call is Thursday at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. Please translate to your own time zone. And that is at michellegunderson.com/innergold. So if you haven't yet registered, we will not be here on this call. It's a different line. So make sure you register. You won't be able to find your way there. So register so that you can find your way there. And for those in the year-long community, we're not meeting Thursday morning because we're meeting instead Thursday afternoon. And we'll meet our as usual, 9:15 on Thursday morning next week. We'll meet again Thursday. And for that next call in our abundance series, make sure you post questions in the Facebook forum for those who are in the year long. All right. I'm mentioning it here because we're not meeting this week. And for the practical applications forum, we'll keep the forum open for at least a few weeks. I don't know exactly how long. We'll send you, keep an eye on your inbox. We'll let you know when it's closing. And so make sure that there's so many resources there. There will still be at least one or two more that we'll be posting there, and we'll let you know. So make sure that you've downloaded everything that you want, everything that you need from that series. There's so many resources there. Six classes, two bonus classes, countless handouts, and another video that Amy's just in the process of posting right now. We promised it way back at call one, and she's been working on grabbing that video for you. So it's just a short 6-minute video, I think it is. So make sure you download those materials. So I love your smile, Laura. I don't know what it's for, but I love it. So whatever it is, it's beautiful. Oh, and you're muted. We can't hear you. Is it something that you can share with the group, or did you happen to see a funny, dog on the other corner of your computer?
Facebook messaged me, "Nice to see you," and it made me smile because I could see her and I was getting a message.
Aww. Love it. Yeah, stay in touch with each other and help each other out with these materials. There's more than can be done in just the call itself. It requires going to it and playing with it and doing things with it. All right. So, So in review, just a couple of places we've been. I'm not going to review everything, but just a couple of touchstones. We've been in more places than you might remember. So for the four principles of persuasion, starting from close in to far away, beginning with networking and moving to talks and then strategy sessions. And I gave you a couple of handouts about the skills of networking and how to do a talk. And there's also the structure of my talk and why that works and how to keep it simple. And last time we did some work on the gap and what that means for your strategy sessions, what that means for your speaking as well in every area. That's a piece from story. We don't go into story deeply here because this is a series about words. But words and stories are intimately connected. And the gap is one piece from story. Remember, I talked about Luke Skywalker and Harry Potter. Why do they actually do the things they want to do? And it's not because Luke wants to save the universe. A person in the strategy session might be saying one thing and it's something else that they really want. Can we tap into that deeper level? How do we find that? How do you find your ideal client? I give you about four different ways. A lot of you went, I'm going to go journal about that. I'm going to go talk to them, because multiple different ways of finding out who they are and finding out what the offer is that you have to give. And we'll do more on that today. I remember Marie said, she said, "In apologies, can't make it to this class live." I'll see you in the recording. But she said, when we were talking about the gap, story is everywhere. So, it's in our heads. It's in our, it's in what we think of some other place we got to, like in Kieran, I love that question about your talk. It was a couple of classes ago, I think, where it's like, wait, if I start from that premise, the whole talk is different. It's going to change all of my words from just that story that's inside me. We unplug that one thing and all the words are going to shift. So let me see. So that, you know, listening, those really deep listening skills, what's their longing underneath? What do they really, truly want? And I remember Mary Kay, we talked about that. You know, we had a deep dive into that. I think it's this, it's actually this. And it makes a big difference. Every action will change. The words will change. How I interact with clients will change. How offers I make will change. So can we learn to tap into that deeper level of desire and longing in us? That's a feature of story. Right. And therefore be able to do that for that person in front of us, whether they're the audience, whether they're the potential client in front of us, the client that we're working with or when we're teaching. So just those are just a couple of the places we've been. We've been so many places over the last 5 weeks. This only scratches the surface, but just a quick reminder to kind of go, oh, yes, I'm here. I'm now. I remember some of the places we've been. Let me see. Yeah, so enough. The trainings are there. The audios are there that you can download. There's transcriptions there. I play with them. I write all over them. I make circles. I can go, oh, that's connected with what we did over here. You know, these materials, we've done a lot in just 5 weeks so far. More to come today. And so play with these materials. Go out and be on the court with your networking, with your speaking. I loved you. Asked so many great questions for today. So I'm going to do my best to get to all of them today. So and also some key training. So I'm looking down at my page because I want to make sure that I, you know, get to all the places I want to get to for with you today. So today, some more pieces around strategy session. So we did some really great work around strategy sessions and the gap last time some other features of it. I want to give you a process. Well, how do I even have this conversation? I'll give you some more tools and tips for that today. We're going to go to online marketing and words, and we're going to see how starting from close in and moving to far away will give us those words. Sherry, I think you're not muted right now, so you might want to remute. Let me see. Surveys. So Sergio asked a question about surveys. I promised that I would tell you at least a bit about team. How do we use our words then with team? And then I want to get to the questions. So we have a lot to do today. I'll do my best to do. I can't teach you everything I know about in 25 years of teaching thousands of people about words. I can't teach everything in 6 calls, but I can do the very best to hit on the things that you can, you know, run with right away. All right. That was a lot. That was like on fast forward. So, or quick rewind. I want to hear from one of you just in that recap of like, oh, right, that's where we were. I didn't teach any of those things right now. I just kind of pointed over to them, and there's many more, right? Remember that the three things to find your ideal client, that piece from Dave Albano, and who are they? And I mean, we did so much, right? What's one aha from one of you? Maybe you recalled something that we did before, my words just now, so that I know you were tracking on this and starting to recall some of the places we've been so that then we can take the next step. There's a piece about Alice in Wonderland and strategy sessions, right? Where are you? Where are you going? I mean, there's so much. And what I'm doing is like a deep, thank you, Mary Kay. So I'm doing a deep dive into where are we now? It was a very quick review because otherwise we won't be able to go where we're going. Same structures as the strategy session, right? To know where we are and where we want to go. So Mary Kay, go ahead.
So I think in doing all this, I'm finding out more about, I actually started out a couple years ago with not knowing what I wanted to do. Then I got to where I thought I knew what I wanted to do. And then a little bit further with that. And now I'm even further, it's expanded even more into, I'm actually going to work with Michelle for the year. And
that was the other win. I was like, I made an opening earlier, right? So excited, Mary Kay. We'll talk about that more next Thursday too, right? And I wanted to leave it to you. So I'm like, Mary Kay, you know, whatever you want to share, right? Super excited about our journey together.
But the aha to me, I guess, is that I want to pass on to more people too. It's just, you know, when I was so stuck, I was stuck, but just doing things, even though they were random things, that that made progress. Just little things, just do things. Mm. Even if you don't know what you're doing, just do them.
You know, I love that, Mary Kay. It's right here in my notes. When I get to the place where I'm answering Sergio's question about surveys, it's in my notes to remember to say something about exactly that. So thank you. It's one piece that's so important, like the networking. Get out there on the court. Remember I talked to you last week about, you know, why didn't I teach you about offers right away? Because I want you on the court so you don't have this like spiel, right, that everybody does. You sound like everybody else. Like we end up sounding like everybody else, sound like clones, right? Instead, we get on the court and we start doing things and we take little steps and we make mistakes and it's all perfect, right? And when we talk about, and Cheryl gave me permission last time, so I want to share a couple of the pieces that we did with her before. And when we're on the court, then everything can move forward. There's, I can't think of his name right now. There's a wonderful quote. It's in the book by Edwin Gaines, The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity. And I can't think of his name right now, but it's like the universe can't guide you when you're standing still. Right? So it's like you got to put the car in gear because otherwise you're just parked and you can't even turn, you can't move, right? So move forward and then the universe allows you to, then you can course correct, right? So beautiful. Thank you for that, Mary Kay. Love it. All right. Anything else bubbling up that wants to be shared about that recalled some of the pieces that we did and something for you? Anything? Just anything really wanting to be shared? Okay. All right. Sherry, go ahead. Just in the nick of time. Go.
I think that the thing that continues to kind of echo through my brain is that starting close and then move out. And, you know, I was looking at how do I use that in the three webinars that I've been working to put together. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very interesting process through it all.
Mm, beautiful. Yeah. I want to talk to a person with an eye, two eyes and a nose and a mouth and actually dive in deep and see what it is and starting close in all the ways that we've talked about in through this whole series. And then when I do that, then when I come to you like today, we're going to start looking at some words online. So often I started there too. I made a website. I was very proud of it. It took me 9 months when I first left academia, right? I spent probably $10,000, $15,000 with all the pieces. And it got me, I'm pretty sure, zero business. Right? I'm not dissing websites. It's a fabulous thing to do, but everything in its own time. Rather than, if you don't have a website yet, get an opt-in page. Do that first, right? The landing, a page where people can just say yes to a free gift that you offer. And then build from there. I would do it very differently. I'm very proud of that. I still have it up because it really was a labor of love. I haven't taken it off. I haven't taken it down yet, right? But start in close. I didn't do that. It took me 9 months. If I'd been talking to people and doing, you know, doing it a different way, or even doing those simultaneously more so, right? It would have been so much easier. So, yeah. Thank you, Sherry. Beautiful. All right. Just taking a brief pause. And then we're going to go forward. There's so much I want to share. All right. Questions. I'm trying to decide if I want to start with your questions or if I want to start with some training. In my notes, I start with the questions. That's what I thought I was going to do. This is like on the court, teachings like that too, right? But as I'm feeling into this right here, right now, in the moment, I think because I went through the review so very quickly too, that if I teach you a few things and then go back to the questions, we'll have a context for the questions today. Does that make sense? So we got some wonderful questions posted from Sheila, still moving that one forward again. Great questions from Mary Kay, Yvonne, Marie, and then Cindy and Cheryl wanted to dive into a couple of things, a couple of pieces, and Sherry, Sergio. So lots of great questions. Let me do a short teaching section. So again, anything bursting to be said without which we can't go forward. Because otherwise the mind is stuck over there. Remember I talked to you too about most people most of the time, I taught you that here, right, aren't listening. So how do we actually make a difference in people's lives when most of the time we don't have their attention, not really paying it, how much of that person is actually paying attention in that moment? So we have to find ways to kind of cut through the noise of all those people out there in the internet, for instance, cut through the noise in the person's head and actually and gain their attention. So So just making a space, making sure there's no inner noise or inner questions or inner, you know, things bubbling up. Okay. So let's start with some training about strategy sessions, about offers, and about how to move that online. So strategy sessions. There's a deep dive for those in the year long. There's an interview with an alumni or a coaching session with an alumni that you can access that takes this deeper along with like the high ticket virtual retreat and different resources over there. But what I want to do for it today is take, you know, 5 minutes and go through the highlights of one of those calls that will really help you with, well, what do I even do when I'm in this strategy session, right? What am I supposed to do? So remember, I'm talking to somebody and then I come to a strategy session. We talked about, you know, I'm going to refer you to somebody else, or I will, it's something in your own court, or it's something maybe I can help you with, but what truly is the best next step? That's the whole point of a strategy session, right? What's your best next step? And then to do that authentically, really help that person. I've referred people to other people in the field of story even, but it's like they need their work more than mine. Or I've spent hours sometimes with somebody and referred them to a colleague or a friend, somebody I know who maybe they even need. I know there was somebody that it almost broke my heart. It was a couple of years ago now. That person needed my work so much. I could just hear it. It was like crying, you know. But I knew that in order to hear it and access it, they needed something else first. They needed something else more. And after 3.5 hours, that person, I referred them to somebody else. They sent me notes. They were like, thank you. This changed my life, right? Like, just be authentic and be real and actually serve people, right? So you're having a conversation. It's that close-in conversation. And that's the only place also that you can make a high-ticket offer. It's either in an event or it's in a strategy session. Although I've heard just recently that there's some breakthrough, you know, people in the field who've made like $25,000 offer on a call. I'll tell you, that's the exception, not the rule. You just like on a call to everybody, you know, it's too hard to get the nuance of what it takes to make that kind of a leap. All right. So if you want to do if you want to work with the best of client, you know, the best clients who are the most invested, who will help you build the work that you do and will receive it at the highest level, the place that you can do that is a strategy session. And usually you make an offer once every 5 calls, maybe. Actually, no, wait, not an offer once every 5 calls. 1 in 5 about will say yes to your offer. And then you're making offers when it's appropriate. Sometimes I refer people, some, you know, you only do it when it's appropriate, when you know that person really needs your work and you know that they know that too. All right. Otherwise, you know, give them whatever else you can. So here are some things to help you, 7 steps to help you figure out what to do on that strategy session call. All right. There's a nuance of this. If I wanted to, I could be teaching a full year-long program just on this. And it's not my choice. It's not my area to just do that, because there's so many other pieces of business, so many other pieces about words, so many other pieces about story. But here's a, you know, 5-minute overview of the pieces. Number one, your offer. Actually, let me just give you the words so you've got a structure here. Oh my goodness. Then I wrote in my notes are a little written over, but I felt I can still see them. All right. Number one, offer. Number two, value. Number three, I'll explain these in a moment. Listen. Number four, pain. Number five, let them step in. Number six, big why, not objections. I'll explain what I mean by that. And number seven, unattached. These are the central components as I know them to the strategy session. There's a lot of nuance. Again, I could teach this whole series just on this, but let me give you these pieces. Your offer. Have something that you want to offer. Have an idea in your own court. And for those who've done the high ticket virtual retreat, that's the process, you know, me, my time, and my stuff, how we find that, what that is. Right? But there's something in your own court, something that you know in your bones is your gift to share, and you create a package in and around it. You can bundle some stuff up, right? Maybe you've offered different pieces of things here and there, right? Bundle it up and put it in a package and decide beforehand what you think you have to offer. It's nice to have, if you have more than one offer, let them be vertically, not horizontally stacked. What I mean by that is I could offer, you can have an orange or you could have a ride on an elephant. And the confused mind doesn't buy, all right? Even, they don't even accept your offer of go refer that you for, refer them to somebody else or whatever. You know, the confused mind won't take a step forward. I don't know, I really want an orange, but I want an elephant ride too. I really want an orange, but I won't do either, all right? So whatever your oranges and elephants are, don't do that. And so not vertical, not horizontal, instead vertically stacked. By that I mean, if you want, you could have an orange because we're here in the tropics. For instance, I just made this up on the spot here, but we're here in the tropics and it's really warm and I know you're both hungry and thirsty and the orange will really quench your thirst. That's, you know, a certain investment level. Now, if you want, that will give you one orange. But if you want to have this be the best meal of your life, if you want there to be fun and adventure involved, then this orange comes along at the next level with a ride on an elephant where we take you to the orange grove and there's 50 oranges, right? So still thematically connected and it's vertical, not horizontal. So we don't end up with that confused mind doesn't buy. And then have a few things that you offer. It could be like practical applications is one of the things I offer. I have different pieces, different components. So we go to a retreat in Mexico, have a year-long program and so on. So, but they're all components of that can be done in a year. So there's a higher level offer like the elephant, right? And then the orange grove and so on, right? Have something in mind beforehand, but then when you're actually talking to that person, especially if it's the first person at that level, that first person that you're getting into that new level, and programs can always be changing and shifting and growing, then you can be flexible about it. One student came in a couple years ago, because we were pretty sure that she wanted to go to my Mexico retreat. She came in and talked to me, and she came to work with me for a year, because when we saw what was actually going on with her, it was just the next logical step. I had in mind, you know, Mexico might help her if it comes up, if it's appropriate. If it wasn't appropriate, I would have referred her to something else or someone else or something in her own court. I'm just listening. But I have something in mind when I go in. I'm not fixated on it. Some people wouldn't even go in with an idea. But I go in with my best idea for that person with what I know about them. And then I'm going to listen. That's step three. I'm going to, before step three though, I want to go to one more thing. So know what your offer is. And the offer is the transformation, right? So it's the transformation you provide, then you just have a vehicle to provide it. Most of the time you're going to be focused on the transformation, not the way you get there. I'm not going to focus on, you know, you have to take an airplane over to here to get to the tropic state. I'm going to focus on, you know, what it's going to be like to eat that orange. How are you going to feel? What's going to be like to ride that elephant for the first time? I remember when my daughter, she rode an elephant once. It was really super, right? So the offer. Number two, value. I can't stress this enough. I'm only saying a few words here, but this doesn't do it justice. You need to know, like you know, like you know, deep down in every cell, the value of your work. And everyone here in this circle deeply knows that and doesn't know that, myself included, right? So I know you know at some level deeply so, but then, how about if I ask you, think of something that you're offering right now, okay, and the price point you're offering it at. And if you haven't done that yet, then think of something that you would offer and that you're planning to offer. And you know the thing and you know the price. You've all got that right now? Okay. Actually, I'm going to have you close your eyes for this. Just briefly. So you've got that thing in mind. You got the offer. You got the price point. And now I want you to 10x the price. And now go offer it to somebody right now. And notice what happens in your body. And then open your eyes. And let's hear from one of you. This is like a 3-minute version of a deep dive training that's needed to get this, because more comes from this place than I can say here. What happened to at least one of you, Shelley?
When you asked us to think of a specific offer and what we charge for that offer, I know it's nowhere near what it's worth. And so when you said 10 times, I went, yeah, that's more like it.
Okay.
But that's then a point. You offer it to someone, and then I tightened up a little bit.
Right. So we don't know where that glitch is inside us. And if there's these, thank you, Shelley, for being honest, right? And there's these two little cells. Yeah. And I know it. Oh man, offering somebody, no way, right? Where's the pullback? Those two little cells. And that is so much more important than I can stress here. Lots of other things I want to teach you, but with each of us, we could find that place where there's that pullback. If there's a pullback in you, there's going to be a pullback in that person. You got to know like you know like you know. 2-minute version. I could teach all day on that, right? Or all year. All right.
Can I ask a clarifying question on that? What I'm curious about is, are you saying if there's pullback in you, is that at the 10x level or is that at the level you're currently offering?
Well, I just did that as a thought exercise to see what's going on.
Yeah.
To say, like, if I really knew the value of my work, I would know it's priceless. When I decide to 10x it, I want to watch what's inside me. It's just one exercise among many that I could do to see where the push points are inside me.
Okay. And then, so if you notice that pullback at the 10x or at the current price, whatever it is, whatever level. It might be out of the scope for the training you're doing today, but then
right. Exactly.
What do you do with that?
Beyond the scope of this call. But the first thing you got to do is notice it. And what to do with those pullbacks. It's another way of what the central point of Thursday's call is. Because it's something that's going to have to be transmuted. And how we do that, I'm seeding Thursday's call. I really want you to come, right? So that's called seeding. You know, there's a gap between, that's how the gap works, right? There's a gap between where you are and what you want to know. Well, here's a way to fill it. Come over here. Right? Strategy sessions work that way. Networking works that way when you want to be on a call with somebody, whatever it is, right? So know the value. There's one gesture toward one way where you can get more about that. Is on the Quantum Leaps call. I might not word it in that way, but it will give more to that when you have those ears to hear with Aaron's question in mind. All right. Number one, offer. Number two, value. That's so much I want to share with you today. Number three, listen. Most of the strategy session is asking questions and listening, not giving answers. It's like, here's my offer. I don't even know if that's appropriate for that person. If I did that for that person who came to do deep dive work, and I was just talking to, I haven't seen her recently, but I was just talking to a friend of hers who came from the year-long community. She's like, she's just killing it right now. She's like thriving. And if I had been fixated on the offer I was going to give her, I only would have offered her Mexico, and she would have lost out on everything that transpired as you know, we worked together further, right? So, and it works the other way around too. We get fixated on, okay, well, this person, this is my ideal client. I know that they have to come in and do this. And it's like, maybe not. Maybe I had somebody walk up to me at an event, and I'd given her just some coaching for a couple of minutes at a kind of interactive mastermind at eWomen. She walked up to me. She went around the room, walked up to me, and she said, I need to work with you. Maybe yes, maybe no. Did a strategy session with her. I didn't even make an offer, right? Not ready, not right, not, you know, so... listen, ask questions. What do they really want? And that's connected with number four. One of the things you got to listen for is listen for pain in your area. Listen for pain in your area. This is the thing that most people miss, both in strategy sessions, and I'll give you an online example today. If Cheryl, you'll give me permission. I'm just going to read them to you in earlier draft. Do I still have your permission? Okay, because it's a really good example. And if you have, if there's not an updated version of that yet, I'm only going to go with the draft from long ago. But if there's not an updated version, post it and let's make that for you, all right? Because easy peasy, all right? But thank you for that permission. So just, other people didn't put examples in front of me, all right? So appreciate that. Thank you, all right? So. Offer, value, listen, pain. Most people skip over the pain because we're uncomfortable, because we don't want somebody to be in pain, because we want to patch it up, because we want to coach them so we'll stop the pain. Because we've got unresolved pain in us, maybe. So it's painful to see somebody in pain, or we've got pain if we want them to invest, or whatever it is. So we don't stop long enough there. But if we don't stop long enough with somebody's pain, how can we help them solve it? We won't even know what it is. Number five. And here's a mindset piece too. Here's an old story. We often don't want to go there because we think we're causing them pain. We're not causing pain. It's already inside them. If you understood what I just said, because it's key, raise your hand. Did you get that? Because that stopped me for a while. Right? Not causing pain. Number five, let them step in. I did that with, I think I gave you this example at one point in the series where someone had said, Michelle, I really want to work with you, but you know, I don't, you know, just not yet. It's not my time. All I said was, I'm not so sure, because I was reading everything in her energy. Everything in her was screaming, I really want to do this now and I'm scared. But I just said, I'm not so sure. I didn't say, listen, I really think you should do this because you'll have this and that and that and that benefit. And yeah, I'm pushing her. I just gave her space. She stepped in. Right? So I was very happy that she did. Let them step in. It has to come from that person. And when you've listened enough to the pain, they're going to want a solution. And it's going to start to arise naturally. I think of comforting my daughter, you know, and she's doing too many exams and it's hard, or when she fell down the stairs, and, you know, you don't say, well, you know, hey, listen, it's going to be fine. And, you know, just hurry up and go study and everything will work out. We wouldn't talk to our kids or our parents or that way, but we end up talking to potential clients that way. Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's hurting right now and you can't even sit. It really sucks. I'm sorry, love. You know, and you got to be up till 4, you know, I know you're going to be up late tonight. You were up till 4 a.m. last night studying after having to be at emergency. Because I know it's hard. I just sit there with her. Yeah, Mom, but I know it's going to be okay. Do you see that? How that turn happened? It's just like that. Let them step in. Why do you know it's going to be okay? And what do you need for that? Let them step into their own hope. Right? And don't like leap on them with a program right there. Let them step into the hope first. Your program will match that hope. If they've got pain in your area, you can offer it. See if they want that. Don't be attached, right? Number six, big why, not objections. So I don't even see or hear objections. Like if people say, well, you know, I'm coming to this call, but a strategy session, but I want you to know beforehand that, you know, people are afraid that I'm going to sell them something. It doesn't usually happen anymore, but just, you know, I don't have any money to invest. I'm like, that's fine with me. Like, how can I help you? You know, it doesn't matter to me, right? Well, I've tried everything and, you know, it doesn't, I don't even listen to those things, you know, don't have time or don't have money or whatever, because it's all part of what's causing the pain. I don't even listen to that. And if I can listen to what their big why is, what matters to them, what moves them, what's their desire, what's the thing that they're longing for? If I can really, from earlier listening, if I can listen to that and I can tap into that thing that's really driving and moving them, then objections fall away. I'm not focused on like trouncing on objections or something like that. It's simply letting people dwell in their highest self and what their big why is for being on the planet in relation to the work that you do. Because I want to thrive after divorce and I want my kids to be happy and I want, right? Because I want to understand in corporate why people don't get along and they can't work together at the same time and figure stuff out. Because I want them to see the beauty in this portrait, because they might not have had any images of them that they can even see their own beauty and the beauty of those around them, and right, have them be in the beauty of that, and their big why. Unattached, really, really crucial. If you are attached to the way the strategy session is going to go, in the Bhagavad Gita, it's one of the texts behind, you know, the yoga tradition, and I'm not, you know, it doesn't, to learn from this doesn't require any particular spiritual belief or inclination or whatever, but a really wise line from the Bhagavad Gita is do your duty and be unattached to the outcome. It's in different spiritual traditions as well, right? Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. Can you do whatever you need to hold space for that person in that call? And then whether they leap in with your program or leap in with somebody else or find their own, you know, find that there's a solution in their own court or, you know, leave throwing tomatoes, right? Can you be unattached? Because attachment just gets in the way. And when you can be unattached, then it allows them to step in. All right. I think what I'm going to do is... rather than ask for questions here, because we've got a lot of questions on the board already, and I really want to make sure we get to all those questions, I just want to hear one aha. Just one aha, so I know there's one thing that you can translate into real life for your strategy session today, something that you heard that you know can make a difference. So I know you're tracking on this stuff. And then I'm going to move to some other trainings. I'll have to let you implement on your own or last call here, and I want to give you these last pieces and answer the questions that are already on the board. So one aha. Yeah, thanks, Karen.
I think it would have to be, I was fine until you said 10 times your value.
Right.
I immediately had heart palpitations.
Right.
So that tells me that I'm not truly vested in what I'm saying yet.
Right. Thank you. And we can find all the best copywriting in the world. We can find all the exactly perfect elevator pitch and so on. None of it's going to stick, right? Because what's the story that I'm telling inside? Just like as you were walking onto stage, Karen, right? I was like, as you're about to think of, you know, constructing the talk that you're going to go say, but if this is going this way, can't get there from there, right? So if I don't know that what I'm offering is priceless, well, I'm putting a price on it. I'm just deciding. And if I 10x'd it and something inside me went, whoa, notice that. And then what to do with that? Thursday's call, we can take it further. All right. Thank you. Beautiful. All right. Yeah, Cheryl.
What? I couldn't hear Karen that well. What exactly did Karen say? Sorry, Karen. Thank you.
Do you want to say it again? Or let's see if that works. And then Cheryl, I just go like this if you can't hear. Karen, one more time, real quick.
Is that better, Cheryl? Is that better?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I heard the last part, but not the first.
No worries. What I said was, when we were talking about our value, I was fine. But when she said 10 times your value, I started immediately having heart palpitations because I didn't truly believe that. Yep.
Right. Yeah. And you know, we got trillions of cells inside us. It seems like we're all aligned, but we push on it a little bit. And we find it's not as steady as we think it is. And you got these two little cells over here going like, maybe not, maybe not. And it doesn't matter then. Like those words have to come from a very rooted place. That's the piece that we do in Mexico, embodied words. Embodied words. Be heard by those you're meant to serve. It's got to come from a very deep place inside for it to truly be heard. Otherwise, it's like it's almost going to close and then it doesn't. Or it's like, that kind of sort of landed, but I lost the audience. Or, you know, it's got to come from that rooted level. Okay, thank you. Beautiful. All right, another couple quick pieces of training, and then we'll get to the questions that are on deck here. So I said I'd say a little bit about offers. We've already talked a lot about offers, and I just want to remind you there's benefits and there's features. I might not have used that language. There's the plane and there's the destination, right? You're offering the transformation, not your route there. There's 10 books you've got to read and 10 calls. And then, you know, we'll meet every, you know, morning at 6 a.m. And aren't you like, all of you want to pull back from all that? It just sounds like it's going to keep me busy. I don't know why I'm doing any of it. So the transformation. So how do you discover what that transformation is? How do you discover that offer? We touched on transmutation and finding your core values. Again, we'll talk more about that in the Quantum Leaps call. I call it Quantum Leaps call. It's the transmuting inner dirt to inner goals on Thursday at 2. But you need to find out your pressure points. We trained on that last time. Like, what are those pressure points? And what are the things that make you cry? What are the things that make you, you know, light up with joy? And those point to something that is inside you that is a true value that puts you beyond competition, right? Now, I want to build on that. I've alluded to, but haven't taught you yet, inside the party versus decorating the door. So I want to add that core training that's really important. So once I understand something about what I'm offering and I start to package it up, I bundle some things up, but I know that I'm offering the transformation, not the destination, not the plane, right? Then I need to know what's inside the party and how I'm decorating the door. So inside the party is, like here, if I say, we got to start close in and then move to far away, you all know. That language lands in you. It's going to make sense and you understand. If I decorate the door that way, if I say to people, hey, come find out how you can start close in and then you'll be able to move to far away and that will land your website. So they'll go like, huh? Because I'm expecting that people have too much of a background and they won't, they're not inside the party with that language there. They haven't got the background yet. So we need to be able to decorate the door. We need to go out and meet them where they are. And I'm not going to use those words because that's not going to land, even though it's true. And it would change their world if they had ears to hear it, but they don't have the background together to hear it yet. So I need to decorate the door. So first I need to find out what's inside my party. What is it that I'm actually truly offering? What is the transformation that I'm providing? What actually happens to people? And we have other ways of finding that in previous calls. I'm not going to spend time there. But then I need to translate it into the language that they use. I can't say start inside the party. They don't know what that, or start, you know, sorry, start close in. They don't know what that means. But I might say, I haven't used this, but I could have said something like, want to hire a copywriter, but when you bump into people networking, you're not sure what to say. Frightened that when you meet with the copywriter, they will have no idea. Because every time you talk to somebody, it's, you know what to say, but you get those blank stares. I'm using language that's out there. Make sense? And it's everyday language. It's what some people call pillow talk. It's the way that they're actually talking. I got to translate it. And that's how I decorate the door. I got to know what's inside the party first. Otherwise, I can't decorate the door. I have to really know what that transformation is. And then I can go and translate it into their language. And if you see one version of finding your ideal client, remember, might be an earlier version of yourself. How did you talk then? What would you have understood? Go and interview your prior self because you know things that she didn't know or he didn't know. Hey, it's easy. Just get on this horse and ride it. You know, like, no, it's not because, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. What was their whatever? Right? So you got to decorate the door with their language. And then, let me see. This is a piece that we did with Cindy. I'm just going to allude to it here briefly because Cindy's not on the call here today. So hi, Cindy, when you're seeing the recording. We need to know how far they are along the path. So I'm just going to talk about it in general. I'm just going to trust Cindy here, but you know, don't need to give you details of it. We did this in a small group call with Cindy a couple of weeks ago, and it was really outstanding. And let me just give you the core outlines of it. There are people in her field that they're just beginning in the profession, and then you take them and 20 years along, they feel very differently. Do you get it? So it's like, are you catching my daughter at 19, or am I catching the 40-year-old who's been in that profession for this long? And those people are going to have very different needs and questions. Think about talking to my 19-year-old daughter versus at the other end of the spectrum, talking to my 82-year-old dad. So it's both, you know, inside the party versus decorating the door, meaning you got to translate into their language because they're not up to speed yet, right? With what it is being, what the transformation is. They maybe don't even know what the pain is yet, right? And then how far, there's a related but not the same question, how far along are they on the path? So let me give you an example from my work. My ideal client has shifted. I've loved all the clients I've worked with. Let me see, is that true? Not early on, right? Not every single one. Well, that would be a lie. I'm not going to stand there with a lie, right? A vast majority of clients, I've loved them. And, but earlier on, I tended to catch people either earlier on in terms of their inner work or their outer work. I don't care whether it's the inner work or the outer work that they've already done. And I made a deliberate choice. I wanted to catch people further along because I could teach them more. right? I can teach you more now than I could teach you the first day, for instance, right? I could teach more when there's more behind that person because there's a nuance level. I was on a call with Stephen Dynan. He's got an 8-figure business, 1.8 million people on his list. And by the end of the call, I said, well, you know, Stephen, what's in my blind spot? Will you help me? And he's going like, you got to own it. And he was telling me I've got to be, you know, reaching out and teaching the top players in the field, in our industry, right? I'm like, whoa. You know, he's like, own it, Michelle, what you're doing is really, really unique and really, you know, so like, that's cool, right? And then that's my, whoa, right? Oh, how do I teach the, you know, 8-figure business owners, right? Whoa, right? That's where I get my, But how much do they have behind them? How far are they along the path? And when do you want to catch them along that path? That's all different language, right? One thing that you heard, I know I'm going through this super quick, but it should fit in with other things that we've done before. And I just wanted to make sure I gave you these remaining pieces that would really help you. So one thing you heard that's going to help you out. What's your aha? About how to craft the words of that offer. Well, it's going to depend on who that person is and where they are. So what did you hear that you can use? Is there anything here? Or was that like, Michelle, I don't get it. Okay, Mary Kay, thank you.
Something that's been kind of building in me, but anyway, is I want to catch people farther along.
Right. And they require different words. So then you've got to imagine them and talk to those people in your industry. Because that's a different conversation than the beginner. Totally different language. So you got to figure out where that, yeah, thank you for that. That could change everything for her website, how she walks in networking, which is like all the words are going to shift all of a sudden with that one insight. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. Let me see. I told you I'd talk to you a little bit about online too. Translating it to online. Let me just, give me 1 second here. Wait, offer. Oh, here it is. Okay. Translating it to online. I want to show you, I showed this to you briefly last time. Let me make sure that I've got it here. Yes. Okay. So I'm going to share my screen briefly so I can show you how words get translated online. And it's by the time we get there, it's kind of like, oh, I get it because I get it from all the other pieces. This should just fit into place. There's nothing. When we start over there online, it's hard. But when we've done all of the other work, it's just I can just add a few more pieces in and around how that genre works. All right. So let me share my screen. And I want to show you a couple of my landing pages, right? I wouldn't create a whole website. That's a whole other thing. If you've already got a website, great, but you should have one action for that person to do. And that's, you know, get your free gift of some kind so you can start a conversation with them that they're on your list, and then you can send them more stuff. And what do you send them? All those conversations that you had, networking and speaking and so on, that's going to go in that, in those emails. So it's not rocket science, right? All the things that you learned before, it's going to go there. And so this is what's at michellegunches.com/innergold, right? And so you have a title that speaks to their pain. Now, I know this might not be the perfect title to show you because I know people have no idea what transmuting inner door to inner gold means. That title alone would not fly, except I love that phrase so much, I put it in there anyway because I just love it. I'm keeping it, right? So you stand by what you want, right? And we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it flies, right? But then the subtitle better have their pain in there. A number is nice, 1 or 3, right? People respond more to the things with numbers in them. 3 surprising sources for your next great achievement. So I'm calling to somebody who thinks they're having great achievements. I'm calling at a higher level. And we had to change some of the copy in here because it was calling too low. It was like, man, are you always frustrated? You have a lot of pain points, and that would call the wrong kind of person. So instead we talked about achievement, right? And I want you to see how simple this page is. And it starts with some questions. And how do I know what these questions are? Because I've talked to a bunch of people in strategy sessions and I know their pain. And I've been out networking and I see what they want. And then I put very simple questions. These are enrolling questions. Tired of having the same result over and over, wondering if you could really achieve that big goal. How many of you here would put up your hands for that? You know, you're somewhere in my ideal client zone, right? It's like that when you 10x the price, right? It's like, oh, because one of the gifts that I help people do is to access that big self, is to find who they, you know, really are, and then play at that level, right? And then here's what transmutation is, right? One of the things most entrepreneurs don't realize is that the very thing that they remember as a less than stellar result is the very thing that can springboard them to the next level. But we're so impatient to get past the dirt that we ignore the gold it's holding. So I go from questions that call to their pain to, hey, here's the problem. I have these less than stellar results that used to, in the original copy. It said, you know, a lot of bad stuff, but I didn't want that. It would call too low, right? So we changed it to less than stellar result because I want to call high enough so that I get somebody who's not just, hey, Michelle, my life sucks. Everything's awful and it never works. I can't help that person. They're too far down, right? It's the very thing, same thing that can springboard you to the next level. And I want entrepreneurs who want to go to the next level. And then you need the right tools to find the gold. And then come and join us, a call to action. So you can model this. Go and take a look at this page and model it. And then in this webinar, and I've got five bullets, five things that they're going to discover. And let me give you, is it okay if I give you an inside track around this one? Three supplies and places to unearth opportunities and to discover the work you're truly meant to do. I could have 10 answers to this question. I don't need to know what those three things are before I post this and see if there's interest. And then I go deeply inward and who am I calling to and what are the three that I'm pulling out that I want to tell them. You don't have to have it all figured out beforehand, right? But this is connected with the transmutation process, right? So five bullet points and then some hope. What if your blind spots could become your greatest allies? It turns the pain slowly over into hope. And then I've got skills and tools and I know I've got challenges, but what if I could mine its power and transmute it? I'm starting to teach them. I'm starting to bring them inside the party and I'm starting to teach them the language of transmutation. So the title by that time is going to make more sense. And then this is calling high to people. If you've mastered transformational tools, can you see I'm calling for people with a background? Yet still don't have the results you want. They've got pain. Come and talk to us, right? Come to the call. And then the bio, I'm going to talk about bios. Nobody's been asking about bios, but the bio is about you. It's about them, not you, right? Well, that's a real quick introduction to online, but it's built on everything we've been doing before and just is a couple of quick things about how the genre goes. You know, ask some questions that point to the pain, call to action, bullet points for what they'll learn, know what the single domino is. It's like, I got stuff and I'm bumping into it, even though I have all these transformational skills and I'm a ways along the way, but I'm still not getting the results I want. I want to come to this, right? Anatomy. Here's my opt-in for anatomy of an empowering story. You might have seen this, right? So I want you to notice the simplicity. There's almost nothing on this page and this page converts like crazy. It's very, very simple. This is at anatomyofanempoweringstory.com. Go and study it. Don't copy it, but you can model it. It's very simple stuff. Tap into the, like, these are simple words on the page, right? And they're all related to the transformation that I've found as I've been talking to a bunch of people and finding out what it is that they need and want. All right. I know I'm going like 1,000 miles an hour on this call. One aha from each of you, or not from each of you, from one of you. One aha. Cheryl.
Simple. Keep it simple.
Keep it very simple. Too many words. Simple. Sometimes we end up with this flood of words because we're frightened. Because of same thing that happened with the 10X thing. Like, oh. So we have these flood of words. Maybe hopefully one of them will catch people. Not so. Simple. What's the problem? How can I help them? Simple. Same thing we've been doing through this whole course, right? This whole course. All right. One more aha. I want to hear that you're tracking on this because I know I'm going through this very quickly. It's our last call. And you posted so many questions. It was so great. I want to make sure we get to them. Yeah, Mary Kay.
I need to change the title on one of my offers.
simple, right? That's what I love. When you already know what needs changing from the work that we're doing, then I've done my job. This is great. And there's more and more nuanced levels of how we do this, why this title instead of another title, what should those bullets be, and so on. Right? There's lots of different layers of how we can learn and apply this. But I want to give you things that can get you up and running right now and avoid some of the, you know, really common mistakes. All right. Did I teach you? Oh, team. I promised about team. Let me just give you 1 minute on team. Here's how I start every team meeting, at least with one of my team members. And when we're in a group, I do it differently because it doesn't work for that person. So, but here's how we set it up. We share wins, just like we did at the beginning of this call. What's one aha from my team members? I ask them. What's one idea? And then why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And I tell them, they tell me, and over years, this developed from something that I do all the time with one of my accountability partners. Then I brought it over to my team. This is a great way to have productive words with a team. It's a great way to begin. I'm just going to, nobody was asking about team, but I promised something about team. Let me give you at least that one seed, one thing that you can do when you meet with your team. Start with their wins. What are their ahas? What are their ideas? So that we're always generating ideas. We're always generating ahas. We always know why we're doing what we're doing. If we know why we're doing it, we're going to keep doing it. If you don't have a team yet, it's the very same thing, but start from the end. Why are we doing this? If you know why you're doing what you're doing and you really know it and the importance of it in your bones, it's contagious. And somebody around you is going to want to help and serve. And then it's your job to go find that person at a retreat center that I used to teach at. Laura, the owner of the retreat center, was so good at that. Somebody would just mention something. She's like, you've got a talent over there. Here, come on. Can you, you know? And she had people volunteering. She had volunteer architects helping her build the place. She had me showing her how to do the props for the yoga. I spent ages, you know, helping her out, designing the building. And, you know, she just like, she would see talent over there and like, hey, and what she was building was so beautiful that people wanted to be involved. So that's just a seed version. Nobody was asking for it, but I wanted to make sure that I fulfilled that promise. And if there's any promise I didn't fulfill, follow up with me afterwards, all right? Because I want to make sure we don't have any loose threads. All right. Questions. The questions that were posted. I know I said that I would, let me see. Let's take one aha first. One aha, it could be about team. It could be about any of the training. I've done some just straight out training today so that we could cross the T's and dot the I's going from close in and headed over there to far away. Yeah, Grace.
Just for me, what's sticking with me is, you know, who do I really want to serve? Where are they in their own journeys? Mm-hmm. And so when people talk about ideal client, it's hard for me to come up with anything, but when you say, well, where are the people on the journey that I most want to work with? You know, where are they? I can begin to see distinctions.
Yeah.
And for me, that resonates with me to be able to now spend more time internally hearing and seeing and feeling who those people really are.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for that, Grace. Yes, and so well, the leg up yoga move we do in Mexico is like, how do you envision that person in three dimensions like a novelist does? How do we really know that person better than we know the people in our lives? People know Harry Potter better than they know their brother-in-law. How does that happen, right? How can we see the person with that kind of precision so we can call to them with that kind of precision, right? So, but seeing where they are on along the route is huge toward that, absolutely. Oh, that's who that person is. Maybe an earlier version of me, for instance, right? Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. Let me see. Questions. Actually, I want to turn this to you guys. Sheila's not here live today. And we've had this question running for a little bit. Like, how do I create? So I want to answer this just in 1 minute with the tools that we've already given you. The essence of Sheila's question was, how do I create greater urgency and desire when I'm speaking because I want them to come and talk to me in a strategy session because I want to start close in with them and serve people, right? So Shelley, go ahead. How do you create urgency and desire?
I think you have to have limitations. There's either, you know, sign up before the end of today, or I'm only offering 5 strategy sessions, first 5 people, something like that. I think.
Yes, people procrastinate, right? You can do it anytime, anywhere. And it actually, what the mindset shift, the empowering story in and around that is, sometimes I think, oh, you know, I should just give people infinite time because that's how I could be nice. No, that person urgently needs your work. That could stop them from coming to you. Who do you think you are to prevent them from accessing the work that you're sitting on, right? I'm saying that in like tough love language for all of us because you're so heart-centered. It's like, you know, yeah, but I don't want to impose. And so I'm turning that around. You get that? I'm turning that around deliberately to go, wait, who am I not to help them? Who am I not to help them? That's who do I think I am to withhold that from them, right? So the limiter has to be authentic. You know, often when I'm offering strategy sessions, my calendar is there's a lot of stuff on my calendar. I have 5 slots because that's what I have because I take time over them, right? So, you know, it's something real, a real reason for them to take action right away. Beautiful. What else? Mary Kay.
Well, I was thinking this from my experience yesterday is that if you open up the pain and the gap for the person or your audience or whatever, they're going to create their own urgency.
Yes.
Then all you have to do is show them where to go.
Uh-huh. And this comes from a deeply embodied place. Mary Kay just leapt up. You know, she just stepped in, right, to a year-long journey together. So she's feeling that is, you know, is good when there's an offer that you, if somebody's offering you something and you know it's aligned, I have one like that. I'm going to say yes to somebody, to 2 people actually, or this week, for further work for myself, because I know that it's inside me and I'm going to be the client I want to attract. I'm like, oh shoot, this is really what I need. I'm going to go do it, right? So this comes from a really embodied place from Mary Kay having just done that. It's a natural process. They have an urgent desire and you have the possibility to fulfill that. And so thank you. Perfect. And with a talk PSPS, you know, problem, solution. That's Lisa's language for it. Everyone in the industry who knows how this works has a version of this. I like Lisa's language. It's you've solved a problem for them. What's the remaining problem? In my case, it's like I can show you anatomy of an empowering story, but I don't know what your story is. Come and talk to me and we'll try to see, you know, what are the stories that are holding you back? What are the stories that will set you free and put you on that empowering path? I can't do it just from writing something for you. So it's a real and genuine offer of support, right, for the next step. Okay, so there's some suggestions for Sheila. You already know, and it's about creating that gap but allowing them to feel it. That's a really important part. You can't teach it to them intellectually. I'm in danger of doing that today around this material. It's really important material, and I'm going faster than I'd like because it's our last call. I'm like, man, there were so many questions. I'm so happy about that. And I got to move a little faster. But intellectual knowledge won't move people. They have to be able to feel it, right? Shelley, was that a raised hand? Only if it's really brief because there's lots I want to help you with today.
It's brief, but I'm not sure if it means anything. So I came up with the thought that of having people, like asking people to post the last cell phone picture they have of their child. Like, because we all do those. And it popped into my head and I just didn't know the value of it or whether it had value.
So, uh-huh. Okay.
So, kind of related, but kind of not.
So it's about the gap. What is it that in Shelley's area of photography, what will create the gap? That might work or that might not. Because maybe, wow, I really love that. I don't need anything else other than that. Depends on what the story is that's connected with that. So that's a piece in and around story, right? But we need to create the gap and we need to understand, you know, what it is that they're actually wanting. They may not be wanting that surface level thing that was from last week's call, right? They might want something like Harry doesn't want what we think he wants. He wants something else. Can we listen in at that level, right? So yeah, thank you. Good. It's like it depends on what their real desire is and what the real offer is. All right. Bunch of other, if you are tracking, even though we're going quickly, if this is helping you, raise your hand, because I know we're going lightning speed here. Okay. Okay, that's okay, great. Good. All right. Mary Kay asked, all right, I'm in the middle of a strategy session. What should I do on the second call? Well, hopefully all those pieces that I was teaching about strategy session will serve. All right. And Mary Kay, where you are is first you have to dive into the pain, right? Why, where is that problem right now? Where is that person right now in terms of their pain? And that pain can be in the area that you're in, but it has a ripple effect in other areas as well. So you have to really see it and feel it and know it, right? So it's a real conversation about that pain. And then you're then move to the hope with them. That's the structure of story. Stories always move from, you know, some kind of, if they're not a tragedy, they move from some kind of pain over to some kind of, you know, hope and resolution. Think Star Wars, right? So help her see what life could be like in that world that she's envisioning. And Mary Kay, you know that we did that. So can think about that. And for each of you, what could actually happen to them if they made that change that's in your court to help them do? And then, as Erin posted, I think at one point along the way, it's like those words of, you know, I can't remember if it was in the series or not, Erin, but I remember you posting it. Well, remember those things that you were talking about earlier on, because they said there's this and this and that, and I want to get over here. Well, that thing that you're looking for, that's what we do. That's what I do in this particular thing, whatever your program is, right? Would you like to see what that is? And then listen genuinely for the response, because if they go, yeah, maybe. I'm like, well, it's not really. Let's not do that, because it's not really. No, it's there's not enough energy behind that to carry it through. You know, so talk. Then I would talk to them about, well, what's going on with that energy? Well, you know, I'm kind of interested, but I'm not, you know, I got these other things too. Well, talk to me. Got to dig deeper, because that means there's not enough pain there and not enough hope. And if so, you know, you might not be the right person for them. But you got to dig deeper into that pain and let them actually feel the hope. And sometimes, because I'm really good at helping people see the pain, sometimes the way a strategy session will go is that they can't see the hope enough. I can't make that turnover to the hope, so I need more time and more space on the next call so they can see, yes, there's all this stuff happening, but there's a possibility. We can move, you know, you can move through this, right? So so moving from that, in a second call, you need to reestablish the pain, because they won't remember it, only intellectually. Okay, that has to be reestablished in the bones. And then what's their hope? What do they actually want? And listening in. Do you know that you could help them? And then do you think they know it? And if you don't know it, don't make an offer. Give them something else. If they don't know it, don't make an offer. Because you have to at least have the possibility that they can see it. All right? How do I know when to recommend an action for the person? Because it's so clear that they're asking for it. They really, really want a solution, because it's a real problem that's been presented, and you present the best solution that you have over there in your court. So it's real and genuine conversations. What do I put in my offer? We talked about the horizontal versus vertical. Make sure if you've got a couple things, it's vertical. And also just let yourself play. Let yourself play with it. And when I first did the offer for my year-long mastermind, for instance, it's been in existence 9 years, I had a couple of ideas about what I thought that could be, and I put them down on a page and I offered them to somebody. But I so knew what it was that I wanted to offer in my bones. I knew the energetic of it. She actually walked up and asked me for a version of it. So I sat down and had a conversation with her, the first person in the year-long community. So what do I put in my offer? Think about the core values again, more at the Quantum Leaps call. What is it that I really care about? We did some pieces of that from last week's call too. What are they, when you talk to your clients, what are they saying they're getting? I'm asking you all the time, what are your ahas? What are you hearing? What are you hearing? That helps me know what you're hearing. So what you perceive yourself to be getting out of it, which might be very different from what I'm perceiving. Right? So it comes from all those prior conversations and prior work with people. And if you're not working with people yet, it's in networking and it's in the strategy sessions and talking to real people and all the things we've already done. Going through these real rapid fire, Mary Kay, you're asking, do I need to offer a live event? A live event is not close in, it's far away. It's one to many. So whether you hold a live event or not, it's a higher level skill than having a strategy session. So, you can hold an event if you choose or not. You can just dig in and decide, but it's a higher level skill. Yeah, go ahead, Mary Kay.
I meant within the offer.
Oh, no, that's a great question. Yes. Yeah, great. What do you want to offer? Like, so you have this thing that provides a transformation. How do you want to offer it? I like teaching virtually on Zoom. That's how I offer it. I had a retreat that ran for 6 years live, and then I offered it in a shorter version, and now I'm offering it virtually because that's what I want to do, right? What container do you want to put it in? It doesn't matter. I had a client who almost didn't come to the high-ticket virtual retreat. She's like, oh, it's virtual? I really, because I was doing a lot of live work. I don't want to come. I'm like, great, don't come. Because if that matters to you, don't come. If the vehicle, and she's like, no, wait, talk to me, Michelle. Right? I did some unselling, actually, because it's like her desire has to pull her along. No, wait, I really want that transformation. She was really happy she came. I really want that. So it doesn't put in whatever vehicle that suits you, your life, so that you love your life. Okay. How do I get people to ask questions when they're already working with you? Show them the value of asking questions. So I did that last week on the call. Hey, please ask me questions. There's so many questions. I'm going faster today because you asked so many questions, right? If they don't know the value of asking questions, they want to ask. And sometimes it's about the technology too. So we're having people ask questions on a different technology now. It's not as effective as the other way because the other way was easier to access. So then we got to tweak the technology a little bit to make sure people have access. If we don't find that's working, we'll tweak the technology. When I'm talking to people directly, Mary Kay asked a bunch of questions. We were on a call yesterday and she posted 5 questions, right? So when you're talking to people directly, remind them how important it is to ask questions and then make sure that you're answering the questions. I'm hoping that I'm answering yours, right? People won't post questions if you don't answer them or give them some place to go to or something, right? They'll get discouraged. And make sure there's open to every question. And hopefully I've been that. If I haven't been following my own medicine, right? Okay. One aha from this piece. I know I'm doing a lot of just outright coaching here and teaching, but there were some real pieces that I wanted to give you before we end, and there were a lot of questions on the board. So one aha, one thing for your work. What did you hear in this last segment of Mary Kay's amazing, great questions? Grace, go ahead.
What are you hearing? So when I'm doing an upcoming webinar, which will be hopefully a lead-in to get more clients, and part of that webinar, I'm going to ask that question, what are you hearing?
Yeah. And I like the language of, you know, what's your aha? What's opening for you? Because it may be, I'm hearing, and it doesn't have to do with the things that are going to move them forward. So like, and you can carve that out, like with Shavasana, what did you love here? Because I was distracted and my mind was wandering, and sometimes I might want that, but right now I want to reinforce how the importance of this practice and what you're getting in different aspects of it from people's comments, right? Yeah, so beautiful. Thank you. Yvonne asked, how do I not coach during strategy sessions? When you keep in mind the genre that you're in, when you keep in mind, because the genre of the kind of word situation we're in is that we're trying to figure out what the best next step is. That's all we're trying to do. How's that person going to get a genuine and deep best next step if you coach them and give them, you know, a couple quick tips? That's not going to solve the deeper issue. It's going to get in the way, and then they won't be able to take that best next step. So when I have their best interest in mind, I'm one-pointedly focused there, and that's why I set up the strategy session very clearly at the beginning, because then you have permission because of the genre to keep going back and asking that question. And also keep asking questions. I'm coaching because I'm going to go, well, do this, do that. I'm doing a lot of coaching right now because we're toward the end of this series and the end of this call, right? But when I'm asking questions and listening for what their pain is and so on, I'm not going to be coaching. I'm going to be opening up what's actually happening. So when I keep my eye on the goal and keep one-pointed focused, and Shavasana trains that, I will stay one-pointed on, you know, what truly is the best next step. And know that if I coach them in that moment, they may get that moment's coaching, but miss out on the huge transformation that they really truly need, if that's what's needed. All right. So those are a couple of tips about that. Marie asked about decorating the door and so on. We talked about that. I talked about Cindy. Oh, Sherry, you asked a question about what do we use for replays with Zoom. We just changed over to Vimeo because it's cheaper and better. We use Vimeo. And we used to post them on Google Drive, but you run out of space pretty quickly. One of the things you can do is turn the videos into audio. They're much smaller, but we use Vimeo. How that happens, you'd have to ask Amy. I don't know. It's not my job. Right? So, but Amy knows the technical details behind that. Right? And probably if you just went over and looked at Vimeo. Yeah, go ahead, Sherry.
Is there a way to actually download the, do you know, or is that something I should ask Amy?
Is there, yeah, if it's a technical question, ask Amy. Okay. I probably don't know the answer.
Okay, because I've been trying to figure out how to download the replays of this, and I've been baffled.
Oh, so. Yeah, we only have the, you can download the audios. Thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. And Charlie, yeah. Oh, you're just waving to Grace. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna finish up as quick as I can. I'm going to make sure we get to the questions here, and then we're going to need to wrap up. So, that's a question for Amy. Cheryl, I suggested we could go through your web page. Let me see. I think we got there a different route, though, by looking at. So we're just not going to go there because what I did instead was give a model for how that web page should work. The one clue that I want to give you is don't move too quickly. And there's a video that Amy's going to post in Practical Applications in just a little while. I alluded to it on our very first call. You got to stay with people and the pain. If you move too quickly on the page, they won't move with you. Yeah, I know that you feel broken with your horse right now and that you're never, ever going to be able to ride. But next week, you're going to be the champion. Too fast. Stay with people, all right? That's the essence of what I wanted to do with that. We're not going to go look at that page. That will suffice. I just found out Sergio posted a question just before this call. He was asking about writing surveys. And the first thing I wanted to say, I mentioned it right at the beginning of this call, don't worry too much about getting it right. I created a survey when I chaired the Status of Women Committee at the college years ago when I was teaching college. I didn't know anything about surveys. I didn't get any of it right. It changed everything on campus when we put that survey out. And, VP called me into his office immediately, and then they recreated a committee that had been dead for ages, and it changed conditions on the campus, and the survey was all wrong. Oh, well. Just get started. Take that step. Don't get too complex. It is the same simplicity that you saw on that web page. And a survey, you can model the survey that we come to a strategy session, I give a survey at the beginning. You can model that. There's a survey that we did at the beginning of this. What do you actually want to know so that you understand your client's pain and where they want to go? So ask some questions so you understand more about where they are and where they want to go. What's their pain in your area? And then a leg up yoga move is to help them understand something. But this is a leg up yoga move. If you haven't done a bunch of surveys, don't worry about this part. Having them understand something of the transformation. You can do a little bit of training, but don't think about this. If you haven't already, handed out 20 surveys to people, don't think about this part, right? But I gave my people a survey in and around, because we did a Yoga for Entrepreneurs Day at the beginning of the year. How do we access what we're doing in Shavasana in a deep dive way? And some of the questions I asked were, what are the main benefits? One of the questions was, what do you most want from this? For example, centeredness, a quiet mind, and so on. And I gave some examples so people would start to understand what the benefits were. All right, we got to wrap up. I know people are already needing to leave, and I've got you 10 minutes over already. But that was the very last question. So thank you for hanging with me with that rapid fire of all your amazing, amazing questions that were posted. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday. There'll be a brief opportunity to ask questions there. So when I say, are there any questions? If you don't raise your hand like right away, we're going to keep on going. So please go ahead and, thanks, Erin. Go ahead and post a question on that call. Let's wrap up with those who are still here on live, and I know that I've gone over each time. Thank you for staying here, either here live or in the recording. There's just so much that I want to teach you. It's just coming from a deep, deep level of service in me. So let's end this call and this series with one aha. and one inspired action. And thank you. I saw that Erin just posted. I didn't even get a chance to see what she posted, but thank you. Teresa, you're up in my top left corner. Let's begin with you. Hopefully there's more than one aha today.
Oh, golly. my aha is I have to be my social work self. Everything you're saying is exactly with your being a social worker. I have to let my pain go, not have my need. It's about their need.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Accessing that in you that helps you translate. Oh, I get this. And I know how to access this part. Yes, exactly. Beautiful. And then what's your inspired action, Teresa?
Golly, inspired action is to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Not focus on my need, but theirs.
Yes. And then to make that a check-offable action in my next conversation with somebody, I'm going to tap into that social worker side of myself and watch how the words change very first words that change. So it's check-offable. Mm-hmm. So we know it's real. It's having a real effect on our business and our lives. Perfect. Thank you. Shelley, you're up. And real quick, one aha, one inspired action.
I think my aha is I would like to go back and listen to the part about surveys. I'm thinking there must have been something about surveys because I'd like to find out more about what my prospects actually would like from a photo session.
Yeah, beautiful. And then your inspired action?
Is to go find, maybe download all these so that I can find the one that's on surveys. There is surveys in here somewhere, right?
I had everybody fill in a survey at the beginning. So go and take a look at that and you can model that. Yes, absolutely.
Thanks.
Okay. Beautiful. Marla, you're up.
I'm sort of overwhelming, but I think my takeaway is looking more at what they want and then just starting.
Thank you for summarizing so simply a key point that I was making here. go. Just talk to those people, see what they want, and go do. Yes. And your action?
To do it.
Go do it. Yes. I'm going to go talk to, and to make a check-offable, go talk to that one next person and go do it, right? It's got to be check-offable so we know we're actually bringing it into our world. Thank you, Marla. Mary Kay.
The aha is kind of exploring a little bit more about the pain, and I'll go back and listen to what I did on that call yesterday and see if I think I did access the pain, but I want to, maybe the pain in my area, maybe.
Exactly. Yes.
About that.
Really good. Yes. And that's going to have to be rekindled and not just summarized, but re-felt, or that strategy session won't move because that person has to be in their feeling wholeness of all of who they are, or they can't make a decision that's embodied and real. Really good, Mary Kay. And what's your inspired action?
I'm going to go through all those steps to start the year with you.
Yes, perfect. That's a great action to take. Thank you, Mary Kay. Love it. Cheryl, you're up.
My aha is an old aha. It's like, keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it simple. And don't overthink it. And my inspired action is, well, to have fun in Hawaii. I leave tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
And take some time to just really dig deep to see who I'm trying to serve.
Mm-hmm. Got some really fabulous tools to do that today on today's call. One of many things that we did. Thank you. Yes. Karen.
Okay. Way too many. Okay, I'm going to get out of one.
Good.
So I have four more talks coming up scheduled through now through the 1st of April. I have four more total talks. And I'm going to treat them more like an initial group strategy call with the order in what I'm going to offer them so that they want to actually book a strategy call, a real strategy call.
Mm-hmm. There's an energy that's very similar between what I'm hearing you're saying. There's an energy that's very similar in talks and in strategy sessions. It's like, it's just about moving people to a next action. And so you can use everything that you've learned with strategy sessions. They're a bit different genre, but you can use the things that you learned over there and apply it over here. That's a great, great insight. Yes. And then what's your inspired action?
It would have to be to retweak how I do that with these talks.